Well, of course, we don't have to remind you what a stressful few months this has been. And when we're feeling scared and angry, we can take it out on others in a number of ways, maybe in our emails or in social media. Kit Brashears, Communications Director for the University of Minnesota's Earl Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing, joins us now to share a great framework that he put together for choosing our words more carefully and thoughtfully online. Hi, Kit.
Hi, Annie. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being willing to talk with us. I tell you, when I came across this guideline that you'd put together, I was just struck by how important it seemed and how helpful. And first of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about what the Center for Spirituality and Healing does.
Sure. So the University of Minnesota's Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing's primary focus is on health and well-being through the lens of integrative health and healing, which was formerly known as like complementary or alternative medicine. 2020, it's actually a milestone year for the center. We're celebrating 25 years. Hmm. We were founded in 1995 by Dr. Mary Jo Kreitzer, who is still our center director, and she is a nurse leader. And Annie, the center is such a terrific and important asset for all Minnesotans. You know, we're on the Twin Cities campus at the University of Minnesota, but we offer, you know, academic classes, not only for students who are studying health sciences, which is where we're based, but in so many other disciplines. You know, we offer community programs like these really cool new free well-being webinars that we're having that are covering topics like sleep, well-being leadership, stress management. We offer online mindfulness courses, and we're also conducting important research around things like non-opioid solutions for back pain.
Yep, I know. I think we talked with somebody from the center about that, and we've talked to Doug Kennedy in the past about mindfulness, and yeah, you're doing all kinds of cool stuff there.
And Annie, I think one of the really cool things about the center is that, you know, our work really crosses so many boundaries, not just at the university, but around the entire state. I'd be really comfortable in saying that, you know, most health systems in the states have been impacted by our programming. And, you know, this results in healthcare providers being innovative and also less stressed themselves, which ultimately helps patients around the state.
Well, for sure. Of course, I'm on your newsletter list, and I saw this wonderful piece about choosing one's words carefully when interacting online, and it seemed very timely.
Yeah.
So, and I know you created this. Why is this guidance so important right now, Kit?
Well, I just have to say something that we're all really aware of loud and clear. Nothing is normal right now. You know, people are really stressed. I know that we're all deeply tired of, you know, the word unprecedented, but, you know, it's something, Annie, that we've never really seen. You know, people are losing their jobs. They're having hours cut. You know, they're afraid of getting sick or getting each other sick. We're not sleeping well. We're not eating well. They're working at home in the same physical space that they're also relaxing in. And by the way, that space for many people is also their child's classroom. You know, mm-hmm. I was reading this article last week about how cyberbullying is on the rise again. And it was suggesting that people are being snippier with each other, specifically in online communication right now, because it's one of the few ways that we feel like we still have power or control. Hmm. And I kept noticing, you know, what prompted this? I kept noticing on social media that people who are normally kind and lovely and really easygoing people, you know, we're just absolutely snapping at each other in ways that were out of character. So as a communicator, I really kind of began digging into this idea that the pandemic and, you know, all the online presence required by so many of us was not only giving us things like Zoom fatigue and, you know, additional stressors, but it was causing us to act out in brand new ways.
Right. Absolutely. Well, let's get into your guidance, because I think it's really, really helpful. You use the acronym PICK, as in picking out your words carefully, to outline 4 points to remember when we communicate online. Can you go through each one of those with us and explain the ideas?
Sure, Annie, I'd be happy to. So, you know, Annie, let me start. When I was a little boy, when I would get angry or upset, my grandmother, you know, would cautiously tell me that I needed to pick my words. And, you know, that's advice that has kind of always stuck with me throughout adulthood. And so as I was kind of seeing these behaviors emerge, I thought, you know, I think I've got a model here. And, it goes all the way back to being a little boy, you know? So, you know, just to explain what PIC is, it's an acronym. It's for P is for patience, I is for intention, C is for clarity, and K is for kindness. And, you know, I can quickly explain a little bit about each of those.
Please.
If that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say patience, you know, what's really important is to, you know, remember that there's someone on the other side of the screen. And, you know, this is the one that I could say, you know, was really, again, very deeply personal to me. I received an email from a colleague that, you know, I don't hear from too often. And, you know, the email, frankly, it really triggered me and I was really mad. And, you know, I started to write a really reactive response back and thought, wait a second, this person and I have never had an exchange like this before. I know this person. And I'm, you know, either I'm being reactive or, you know, this person is, you know, saying something that's a little out of character. And, you know, again, nothing is normal. And so, you know, I took a deep breath and was like, okay, I know this person. I can picture this person. And their, you know, their intention was not to, you know, to do this and to stress me out. So, you know, the I in my model is for intention. And this is less about what the intention of the sender is about, but more about what you want to say. So as you're responding to, you know, Facebook posts from, you know, people that you might disagree with politically, or people that you love that, you know, might have posted an article about, you know, something that was incorrect, you know, think about what you want to say and what outcome you want your message to have. So, you know, what's the point of what you're trying to say? The C, Annie, in my model is, you know, for clarity. And this is just a reminder to be mindful about how you communicate. Be concise and be clear. I'm actually working on a new article as well about email etiquette, you know, because that's being shaped so differently right now. And, you know, I did a quick straw poll of about 200 people. And, you know, the most annoying thing in this poll that keeps, you know, popping up, or the thing that people are most annoyed by, you know, is long emails. So, you know, we need to think about how we can be concise and clear.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It seems like people are, I mean, we're communicating more and more this way at this particular time because we're not able to be in our workplaces, for example.
Absolutely.
And you have so many to wade through that probably the more concise, the better.
You know, and one thing, there's a terrific researcher. Her name is Brené Brown. Many of your, you know, listeners might know of her. She gave a really popular TED Talk about vulnerability, and she's written several fantastic books. But in her most recent book, she actually said that clarity is a kindness. And as a communicator, that really resonated with me. But I think as humans, you know, that's something that can resonate with all of us too. And the K in my model is kindness, leading right into that. You know, Dr. Kreitzer, you know, our center's director, one of the things that she says, you know, most frequently is, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And I firmly believe that, you know, and Annie, this is just to be clear, I'm not at all suggesting don't disagree with people. I'm not saying don't be non-confrontational. I'm not saying don't stand up for what you believe. My suggestion is more about how you deliver that message. You can disagree with someone deeply on many levels and still deliver that in a way that's kind and respectful of their opinions and of them as human beings.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. We're chatting with Kit Brashears. He's the communications director for the Earl Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing at the University of Minnesota. And he's talking about how to pick our words more carefully and thoughtfully online. So you mentioned you're working on something about email. And one of my little tricks, I'm sure a lot of people do this, is if I have a difficult email to write or I'm upset, I don't address it so that there's absolutely no way I can accidentally send it. That I have to really think about it before, you know. So I'll like spew it all out and then I'll just sit there and look at it and it won't have the receiver on there, and then I'll just think about it a while, and oftentimes I don't send it.
You know, Amy, I teach an academic course at the center occasionally. It's about technology and well-being. And that's actually something that the students, you know, have all kind of really embraced, this idea that, you know, if you're upset about something and you feel like you kind of need to just get it out, you know, sure, type it up, but, you know, don't make the mistake of, you know, dropping a sender or a recipient name in there, you know, and then after you've kind of said your piece, you can delete it. Something maybe a little bit even less dangerous, because accidents can happen, and they've happened to all of us, you know, is it's okay to just walk away. You know, if you see that Facebook post or that tweet or, you know, that email from your kid's teacher, you know, at 6:50 in the morning that says, oh, I forgot to tell you about something that starts at 7, you know, it is deeply okay to take a deep breath and walk away. You know, right now, Annie, as you know, we're all online more than ever. And because of that, we all feel like we have to respond to things immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't at all. There is absolutely nothing in most circumstances that's saying we have to respond right now. You can walk away, you can reply later, and it's okay. And we need to give ourselves that space and have enough compassion for ourselves to be able to do that. If you read an email and it infuriates you, or you read a social media post and you want to send, you know, your favorite auntie a really snarky message, it's probably a good thing to just take a breath and walk away from your computer or put your phone down.
Yeah, good advice. Absolutely good advice. So Kit, you're the comms director for the center. You're normally communicating, I assume, with the public and other audiences about what is done at the center. Is this kind of a new thing to communicate about communication?
Well, you know, that's a great question. This has kind of emerged pretty naturally for me. You know, I've been in my field for about 20 years, and, you know, the center has offered, you know, information in all of our mindfulness classes. Students will learn about mindful communication. That's always a unit. In my technology and well-being class, we talk really heavily about communication. And, you know, in terms of your overall well-being, the more clearly, you know, and kindly you're able to communicate with others, you know, of course that's going to strengthen things like your relationships and your community, and it'll create a sense of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not sure that I would say that it's like a new area of focus, but, you know, I've got several ideas about some other pieces. You know, I mentioned email etiquette, but, you know, we're talking a little bit now about some new articles on, you know, technology and well-being and, you know, things like that. So I think that there will be a little bit more emerging out of this for sure.
That's great. So, Kit, you mentioned various things that people can access virtually at the center, like webinars and so on. Where can people go to get this and to learn more about it? What's the web address?
It's a really easy one, Annie. So if your listeners go to csh.umn.edu, you'll not only find a link to a full article that I wrote about this PIC model, but, you know, you'll also find information about all these free well-being webinars, some really terrific online academic courses that anyone in the entire state can take. Students can earn credit. They're also there for lifelong learners. You know, they'll find links to our other website, Taking Charge of Your Health and Well-Being, which is filled with well-being tips and videos from experts around the world. And, you know, I just have to get a plug in there for Taking Charge, because it's a site that was developed at the university with the health and well-being of Minnesotans in mind. And so, you know, the csh.umn.edu is a great place to go. We've got a lot of information on our homepage, and we have just dozens and dozens of newly developed resources about COVID-19 and, you know, how Minnesotans can, you know, can keep their well-being front of mind during the pandemic.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kit, for taking the time to join us and sharing all these good ideas with it. We really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to reading more.
Thanks so much, Annie. It was great being on your show.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.